It's time for our fortnightly catch up with Visionary UK. Now, the organisation is an umbrella group which looks after and works with national and grassroots sight loss charities across the UK. They do a whole host of work, and I'm going to speak with Fiona Sanford, who's the chief exec, just for a few little bites, some updates for us this week. Thanks for joining us, Fiona.
Thank you, Alan. Lovely to be here again. A lot of the organisations are now talking about returning to face-to-face work. However, because so many of our members run care homes, lots of them actually never stopped face-to-face work. So that in itself brought very different challenges for that group of people. Access to PPE, how to use PPE, infection control within care home environments, all of that sort of stuff. But the people who didn't provide face-to-face services are now looking at returning to that. And there's a lot of discussion about what things will look like in the future. Certainly, I don't think we're going to see in the foreseeable future any diminished use of online platforms. I think we're going to see a lot of that in the future and maybe some developments around that about how we can, as a sight loss sector, make best use of using online platforms. I think will be a change going forward.
It is a good way to keep in touch, though, whether it's staff and customers, or customers to customers as well, in different groups and so on. I suppose there is a way that the digital platforms can bring people together quicker, perhaps in bigger groups. But, we don't want to take away the fact that that face-to-face is also very important as well.
Absolutely. And there is an assumption that everyone has access to online services, which of course is not the case. There are still many people out there who either can't or don't use social media. So, it's really important for everybody, but for these people in particular, that there is some sort of face-to-face and some interaction. And I think probably most people would agree that online meetings and conversations are great. They're absolutely fantastic and definitely have their place. And throughout the pandemic, they've been invaluable at keeping people in touch with each other. But, face-to-face conversations and people meeting up with each other, even at a distance, because obviously we have to be safe, that the online platforms isn't really a replacement for that type of work, but it can supplement and augment it.
Indeed, no doubt we'll be talking more about that as time goes on, and more coming out of lockdown as well, Fiona. I want to look at some research which are carried out by Henshaws. I think this is around information.
Yep, so Henshaws did a really fantastic survey and have shared the findings. It's been shared within a visionary briefing and online, but they carried out a survey with almost 1,000 people. It went from week one to week 11 of lockdown, and it identified some interesting issues. One of the main one being that 41% of the people who responded to the Henshaws survey didn't receive any of the public health messages about COVID-19 in a format which was accessible to them. So obviously that's not good enough. As a sector, we need to do something about that. But one of the good things that has come from Henshaw sharing the interim findings is that all 10 local Greater Manchester authorities have agreed to send priority information out to, I think it's just over 11,000 people who are registered blind or partially sighted in the area. So that's a good thing to have come from that.
Good step forward, as you say. We're almost out of time, Fiona. I just want to remind people, though, of a great opportunity, actually, that we've looked at here on RNIB Connect Radio. It's provided by British Blind Sport.
Yeah, British Blind Sport are bringing a Paralympian podcast series for everyone that can tap into that. Episodes are every Friday. I think they're live, and we feature a different athlete in each podcast. So that's certainly worth listening into that and finding out a bit more about these elite athletes, which I'm definitely not.
Me neither.
So.
And yeah, if you missed those on the Fridays, don't worry, you can catch up. All the info is on the British Blind Sport website. Just finally, Fiona, if people would like more info then on Visionary and, of course, the many charities that are your members, what's the best way to get in touch?
So the best way is just either email, which is visionary@visionary.org.uk, or just Google visionary.org.uk and you should get a link to our website. And there's also Twitter. We're very active on Twitter, so you can give us a follow on, or you can give us a follow on @visionary_UK.
Fiona, great to chat. We'll catch up again in a couple of weeks, but thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.